Microsoft and Tesla dropped 5% today after releasing their earnings report yesterday after the market. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about their earnings just a little bit. We're going to look into their earnings just a little bit. And then we're going to talk about why earnings are so important and how it can create opportunities for investors. Because so many people, when they look at the world of investing, they always get concerned with what's in front of them. But this episode, we're going to sit back and we're going to talk about, is this an opportunity for investors? But as always, first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So ladies and gentlemen, as you guys and girls can already see, we're talking about Tesla's earnings and Microsoft earnings. If you really follow me on my social media, you will see that my earnings predictions was I was expecting Microsoft to go up about 5%, and I was expecting Tesla to drop about 10%. So I was thinking of a 5% move either way with Microsoft and a 10% move either way with Tesla. But I was off. I was off, not surprisingly, but I wasn't that bad off. Microsoft reported record earnings but dropped 5%. And the same thing with Tesla. It reported record earnings, its four quarters of profitability, and it dropped 5% as well. I definitely thought we'll see more activity in Tesla. I thought, you know, Tesla's been a wild stock. Tesla's gone up so much this last quarter. I mean, up over 150-something percent in the last 3 months. It's gone berserk. So and the stock can move 10% on a random day. So I was expecting to see more at the earnings. But that's besides the point. We're going to talk about these are opportunities that I look for and when I buy. So let's first get into the conversation of what are earnings and why they're so important. If you really follow this podcast and show, I've done episodes about why earnings are so important, why they're so big, all the great stuff like that. But here's my take on how I look at earnings. Earnings is me, are you up to snuff? Are you as good as they say you are? For prime example, let's say, you know, me, I was never really an athletic person. But let's say if I was the first round draft pick into the NBA or NFL or whatnot. Earnings is game day. Earnings is the game day for the company. You get to open up the books. For prime example, guys and girls, I can sit here all day and tell you how great of a businessman I am and how great my company is doing, all of the good stuff like that. But you know what's going to shut me up? Goes back to that old saying, people lie. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie. So the numbers, you don't have to tell me anything about your company. Just pass me that income statement. Pass me that profit and loss statement. Pass me that balance sheet. Pass me that cash flow statement. Probably give it to me for the past couple of years or whatnot, and you don't have to say a thing to me. I'm going to be able to get a pretty good idea of what your company is doing. And that's what earnings is. Earnings, we've seen Tesla go crazy. We heard about Microsoft being a good company, but now you get to see if this company is up to snuff on earnings day. It's game day. Let me see how you're going to perform. So right here, what I have pulled up on the screen here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Microsoft. This is their press release. I'm not going to put into the SEC earnings. This is coming from Microsoft.com. This is their under their investor relations. I'm just pulling this up just to highlight some of their earnings call. I can pull up their slides here, all this stuff, but I don't want to get too crazy. But here are the highlights, right? Hold on here. Let me make sure I got the right one up here. Here's some of the highlights we're going to look into. You know what? Let's do Tesla first. Let's do Tesla first. Well, I'll give me 1 second for the people that are tuning in. We're going to look at Tesla's first, what they release. All right. So here we go. Yes, this is Tesla. This is from the SEC.gov. This is their Form 8K. So we're going to scroll down and let's look at some of the highlights, right? So as you scroll down here, you have their Q2 quarter earning reports. And this is going to tell you everything you need to know about the earnings. So the first thing I want to do is look at the highlights. Look at the cash. Look at some of the highlights. They gained $535 million increase in our cash equivalents in quarter two to $8.6 billion is what they have in cash. Operational net less of the cash flow, $418 million. Profitability, they are profitable up by 5.4% on the operational margin. $104 million in the GAAP net income, $451 in non-GAAP income. Nice cash flow. Four quarters of sequential profitability. They've been profitable four quarters back to back. They selected Austin, Texas as the new GigaCon sites. They increased the mileage on their Model S. The Models Y and China-made Model 3 production rates continue to increase, right? That's a quick thing on their cash, their profitability, and their operations. You're like, wow, a company like this is doing so great. It should be going up. This is the first time I brought Tesla was right after their earnings season, quarter one. So the first quarter, it was up to snuff. It was around about $600. I said, okay, I've seen this company going crazy these last couple of months, but you know, they had the numbers to back it up. I purchased it. Turned out to be a pretty good investment, up over 100-something% on that particular investment. Now here comes this quarter. Boom, they prove it again. Last quarter, they ran up. The stock ran up on earnings. So I said, hey, look, they proved it again. They told everybody, hey, we're not playing. We're in this for real. So guess what I started to do? I started to look at it, and I started to say, hey, you know what? They're up to snuff. What can I really say about them, right? So when we started to look at companies or whatnot, I started to, you know, not second guess, but I started to say, hey, you know what? I can see what companies are doing. I can prophesize into it. So that's when I buy companies. I buy companies when they have strong earnings to back up what they're doing, right? So when you go look at Microsoft itself was another company. It reported in, let me make sure I pull this up here. Give me 1 second. I want to make sure I pull up the right thing for you guys. I should already have this pulled up. But we're going to get it straight. We're not worried about it. But so we're going to look at Microsoft. Microsoft is that old school company. It pays a nice little dividend, and it has been doing good as well. When earnings come, the reason why you see companies run up and down crazy, because this is the day where everybody gets to see, are you who you say you are, right? Backing up what you get to say what you're doing. And what we've seen here with Tesla, hey, I thought they had great earnings. They went up 4%. Then after they went up their 4%, the company just dove. You know, this morning when the stock came out during the day, the company just dove down. Now, granted, the reason why it dove down, some people try to make sense of it, but a major reason why you see them dive down like that is because the company has done so well over the last few months or whatnot, right? So you can't be, I'm not really shocked that the company went down. It's done a great job or whatnot or whatever, right? So now let's go over here. When you look at these two companies, let's take a look at the chart as well. And I have the chart pulled up here. I'll give me 1 second. Let me pull up the chart. I'll tell you why the chart is important, right? Here we go here. I like to look up charts too, because they say when you look at the charts, technical analysis tell you what to buy. Fundamental analysis tell you what to buy. Technical analysis tell you when to buy. So when you're looking at here, you've seen the company hit its all-time low around about March 18th. This is right when the company, around $300, you've seen a bottom get hit right here, right? And from here on up, you've seen a company and it started to gap up. You start to see a company gap up. When a company is beating Wall Street expectations, when they got the earnings to prove it, when I can see a bottom here, this was right when the whole market was crashing around that March 18th time frame, and you see the company has the earnings to back up their profitability. This is a profitable company now. Now you got to pay attention, and you got to say, hey, you know what? These are companies I like to buy. So especially when the company has jumped down, think about it. Tesla dropped down to 4.98% during the day. Then it dropped down another 1.89% after market. That's telling me, hey, you know what? This is a good time to even buy some more. So when you got the earnings to back it up and you got the technical analysis, when I'm looking at the chart, when I'm looking at the gaps that's going on in the chart behind the earnings, and I'm looking at that bottom get hit and I'm looking at that rebound, now I'm becoming very a pretty big fan of that particular company. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm making this video and I'm making this podcast to say that earnings season is a good time to be able to get great companies for a discount. All right. So I hope that helped you guys and girls out with looking at earnings, because people ask me about them all the time. how they could be hard to read, all the great stuff like that. But my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. And into the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.